Put on your flip-flops, but be careful where you walk, because this week's discovery finds trouble in paradise. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Well, when Blaise Clement passed away in 2011, her loyal readers mourn the loss of both the author and her Dixie Hemingway mysteries. Now, Clement's son, John, has picked up the series where his mother left off, and Dixie is back on the case in the cat sitter's cradle. Well, the story opens on one hectic morning for the beloved Siesta Key, Florida pet sitter. While she's out for a walk with one of her client's pets, she discovers a frightened young woman who's just given birth to a baby girl. With help from a friend, Dixie finds a safe place for the woman and her baby to stay before racing off to meet with a controversial new client. From there, things only get crazier for poor Dixie, and when she discovers a dead body, things really start to heat up. Well, Dixie Hemingway fans will be relieved to find that John does a respectable job of picking up the series. There are times when the storytelling feels a bit awkward, but for the most part, he manages to continue in his mother's footsteps while adding his own style. Dixie, meanwhile, is as lovable as ever. The former cop turned pet sitter is both spunky and sensitive, packing a pistol to track down a killer in one chapter and caring for cats and babies the next. Though she often seems a bit older than her 30-some years, she's the kind of character that you'll enjoy following from one adventure to the next. At the same time, though, the story also comes with its share of nagging little issues and far-fetched storylines. There's a lot going on here, and some of the storylines tend to get lost in the shuffle for long stretches of time, but it all comes together relatively well. So is it worth taking a walk with this crime-solving cat sitter? Or are you better off sticking close to home? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. It's nice to see that John was able to carry on with the series, and that Siesta Key's favorite pet sitter will be able to stay on the case. The Cat Sitter's Cradle is another enjoyable installment in the series, suggesting that Dixie has been left in good hands. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. The Cat Sitter's Cradle by Blaise and John Clement is 290 breezy but busy pages long and is available from Minotaur Books. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.